7:51. Hey, Q905, good morning. Good morning to Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world.
No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty.
Oh. Good morning on the internet. TuneInRadio.com. www.q95da.com.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach
on digital play on mapping 2K4. The pleasure is mine in the morning.
Just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair.
It's 8:10 in the morning, Dominica. This is a very big story. Of course, we have the budget debate at 10 o'clock this morning. The response from the opposition leader, and we'll be talking about that sometime later. But for now, what I can tell you is that from the information from New York, that Mr. Angelab Tseng, of course, Chinese diplomat, has been found guilty, billionaire in New York. I'm reading a statement here from the acting U.S. attorney, John H. Kim. Quote, in his unbridled pursuit of even greater personal fortune, billionaire Angelab Tseng corrupted the highest levels of the United Nations through bribes and no-show jobs. NJ turned leaders of the League of Nations into its private band of profiteers. NJ's journey from Macau real estate to a convicted felon should serve as a cautionary tale to all tempted to follow his path. If you bring corruption to New York, whether to the state capital in Albany or to the halls of the UN General Assembly, your journey may very well end in Manhattan federal courtroom with a unanimous jury announcing your guilt. Lennox Linton is not here to talk about the budget this morning. He's here to talk about the story that he has been following and warning about. Lennox Linton, what is your take on this one?
Good morning, Matt Peltier. Good morning to...
Morning.
Good morning to the people of Dominica at home and abroad. Matt, this is a very interesting development. The number of people in Dominica, when concerns were being expressed about the association of ministers of this administration with rogues and bandits, criminal elements around the world, a number of whom were ending up with our diplomatic passports and diplomatic immunity, compliments the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica. A lot of people were talking about fake news, and they were talking about Lennox Linton and Andrew Allen and them concocting stories, etc., etc. Well, they must ask the U.S. now what stories that they concocted about Angelab Tseng to convict him of bribery in the United States. Remember, this is a Chinese national. He's from Macau. He operates there. And he made it his business to bribe U.N. officials for things he wanted them to do on his behalf. The U.S. is taking a dim view of that behavior, went after him in September of 2015, and this is July 2017, he has been convicted of bribery. The U.S. is not only interested in Angelab Tseng. It has also expressed an interest, and there's a matter before the court now involving Alison Madueke, and the assets, monies that were derived from bribery and used to purchase assets for and or on her behalf in the United States. The United States is indicating now that they're not a safe haven for dirty money or stolen assets. And wherever they find out that those exist in their jurisdiction, they will hunt down the people. They will seek to have the assets forfeited and returned to the people of the country where they rightfully belong. Note I'm mentioning names that you must be familiar with. Look at Francesco Corallo, being extradited to Italy to face charges there, racketeering, fraud, and so on. All of these individuals, including Alireza Montferrer, we spent a lot of time with him in recent months, these at some points in time were holders of Dominica diplomatic passports that we, the people of Dominica, knew nothing about. And the foreign minister tells us we have no right to know who they are. But they are being picked up by law enforcement around the world and dealt with. Our due diligence didn't tell us that anything was wrong with them. And these people in government who are responsible for those associations with criminals and rogue elements around the world, shaming the name of Dominica, have the gall to stand up and talk about who is negative. And you know what the negative is? The negative is criticizing what goes on in Dominica, masquerading for government. The negative is telling the government that, no, you cannot do this. You must follow the rule of law. Telling the government you must follow proper procurement procedures as the law requires you to do. They consider that to be negative. Everywhere around the world in democracies, people criticize their governments. People speak to their government. People counsel their governments. People praise their governments. People have a relationship with government that allows them to interact. In Dominica, everything you say that a government minister does not like is a crime against the state. But they see no crime in linking the name and the rule and the governance of the country with rogues and bandits around the world. Angie Lapsang is the most recent example of a convicted criminal now in the United States that at one point in time held our Dominica diplomatic passports. I wonder what the apologists and spin doctors are saying now.
Mr. Lennox Linton, you know, some people at this time may be saying, what does it have to do with Dominica, huh?
And you're not answering them?
you're right. What are the spin doctors you're going to say at this time?
No, what do they mean, what does it have to do with Dominica? Dominica's name is being associated in the international community with these bandits, with these rogues, with these international criminals. Dominica's name is associated with a sanctions buster. Sanctions busting is a crime against humanity. He was harbored here in Dominica, aided and abetted by members of the government to evade justice. And Dominicans ask you, well, what does it have to do with them? Once they can get the money for a passport, what does it have to do with them? Well, let them continue in this.
Is this a very interesting development in light of the fact that this budget is being debated? And we're hearing of some, you know, millions of dollars?
No, well, only in the sense that the government has shifted the main focus of revenue collection in Dominica to the sale of passports. And the sale of passports to nationals in troubled spots of the world and so on will continue to cause us difficulty with continued access into the U.S. for the variety of purposes that our people have been in the U.S. over many, many years. It will continue to cause us problems with the source of funds used to pay for those passports from distant lands in the area of de-risking, where banks are suspecting that all is not well with these sources of money being used to pay for the passports, and they're finding it's too risky, as in the case of Royal Bank, to handle those monies. And so they say, no, I don't want it, hold it. So we have some challenges with the main source of revenue now being used to fund the affairs of Dominica. And we would hope that all goes well, but the signs are not good. And so whenever you hear that another bandit, another criminal convicted in some jurisdiction was associated with the government of Dominica, that doesn't sit well, that doesn't go well for us, because image means a lot. And this, as they say, leadership is everything. So if leadership is, if the leadership of your country is tied up with rogue elements around the world, then you will be seen, the leadership of your country will be seen, show me your company, I'll tell you who you are, as a rogue element. And Dominicans need to understand that that gives us a crisis, that plunges us into a crisis of confidence in the international community. So instead of this mindlessness and all this spin doctorization of everything, sit down, face the truth, and demand better for your country. It's not their country more than it is yours. It's all, it belongs to all of us together. And so we must protect it. And we must insist that we stand for responsible citizenship in the global community.
Thank you very much, Mr. Linton. Getting ready for 10 o'clock?
I'm ready, Matt. I'm ready.
All right. Many were asking, why is Mr. Linton not talking?
Well, Matt, I'll be talking for 2 hours this morning, you know, so I just needed to fix my head based on the advice of my team as to what we will be saying in the main in response to the 2017 budget presentation of the government.
Give us one word, Mr. Linton, to describe this year's budget. One word. I'm not asking you for much, just one word of, you know, sentence or something.
I don't like these one word answers. Especially since I have many words for this morning at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to give you the challenge of picking one word from the 10 o'clock presentation in the Parliament this morning, and you'll announce it on Talk on the Block this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. 8:21. Hello, talk to me.
Let me call you one word. let me congratulate Mr. Linton. You used to talk about his team, Matt.
Uh-huh.
A team. That's why I won yesterday. I say, I do not think he will allow us to create a monster out of him or make a monster out of him. But I do not want for us to attempt to do that, where we talk about Mr. Linton. Matt, I'm here in a static thing in the background. Are we still there?
Yes, we're still around.
Okay, let me ignore that. So, Matt, birds of a feather flock together. They say, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are. Matt, where there is a consistent sequence of events, coincidence is absent, Matt. Because in the laws of coincidence, Matt, there is no consistency. So all due diligence were done, yes. And in some mysterious and magical way, they get a clean bill of health and end up with a diplomatic passport. And on the heels of all of that, they were picked up one behind the other, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And have Dominica passport. So when people may be asking, what does that have to do with us? MJ Lapson is a Chinese, right? America, they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I just need to say that in closing. Matt, there is a nexus or connection in everything. You may not see it with your eyes, your optic senses, but it is there. Do not fool yourself. And if it is that obvious, if it is that clear, to see these people had our diplomatic passports, Matt, and we cannot relate it to what that is happening in Dominica. Why these guys can go out there and pick and choose criminals. So when Charles Savre, they're talking about the media and all this foolish, you listen to Charles Savre giving the media blows now? About fake news.
I think as they will describe this morning as fake news, the whole story of Angela Absang as well.
Yeah, because in the manner in which you describe the media talking about and poison also, all kind of nasty kind of terminologies he used to try to degrade the media. So nothing you hear about them, Matt. He's not talking about politicians. Look at his history. The media have their faults, yes. He can clearly articulate the media flaws. But politicians like him, his acquiescence, is it excellency or acquiescence? He will agree with Roosevelt's carry no matter what he do. So I call him his acquiescence. I'm child suffering. So let him give the media blues. So when we hear things like that, because child suffering say discredit and dispel what the media say, we should not believe it. Charles, you have another thing coming. Thank you.
All right, the news keep coming time and time again there. Hello, talk to me.
The opposition leader, Mr. Lennox Linton, if one word, wait for when he talk, and then lunchtime, the budget, lunchtime, you will hear.
All right, Marlon, okay, thank you very much. I'll hear him at 10 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. Hello, talk to me.
Max, good morning to you and to the listening.
Yes, hello.
What I have told you all already is we that are not overstanding it. Of course, due diligence was done on those people there. It's all left to the criteria. They wanted those that were more corrupted, and that's what they got. So due diligence was done, of course. Honorable Lennox, good morning, and thank you very much. Angelo, Aline, and Arundel, thank you very much. And all the other people who played one part or another in surfacing that. I did not hear DBS this morning spoke above that news this morning.
No, I tuned into all the radio stations. I heard nothing.
A very important news like that. They elaborated so much on Lennox Linton and Peanut Burner, like it was the end of the world. And important news like that. How come Dominica Buyer Services didn't bring it this morning? We all waiting and watching. Don't worry, the truth is the truth. All you can do what all you want. It cannot be diluted. It cannot be transformed into anything else. It's just a matter of time. And I hear Charles Savre talking about fake news. Well, look the fake news, too. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello, 826. Big news out of New York last evening that Mr. Angel Lab saying Chinese billionaire found guilty. Hello, talk to me.
Morning, Matt Pelty.
Good morning to you. Norman, you following?
Oh, very much. That's so much last night. Unbelievable. Lots of charges, criminal, money laundering, conspiracies, too numerous to mention, Matt. And Matt,
mm-hmm.
There are so many challenges ahead of us in Dominica. So much damage control to be done in Dominica. And the people of Dominica sit back and take everything as a joke. You asking what are the people going to say? What have they got to say? Absolutely nothing. But it's reality. What is going on with lapsing is reality. The man was charged with conspiracy, laundering, and Dominica has a lot to do with it because he carries a diplomatic passport of Dominica. So we have so much damage control to do, my friend. Unbelievable, Matt. Unbelievable. Matt, have a great day.
Have a great day. Hello, talk to me. This will be dominating the news all over the world, I suspect, this morning. And I'm hoping that our news or media institutions this morning can follow up on that story. Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
Uh-huh.
The national radio station say anything concerning that, because that is not what Curtis I'm thinking about. Instead, if you listen to DBS News, you hear the choir at the end of the news. You heard it this morning?
The choir?
A choir that was singing how great the was for this budget day.
No, I didn't hear it.
They call all their names. They spoke, and after that, Curtis Murphy called all their names. That is what their news was about this morning. And when I see that, I have to switch off and just leave it alone. So those, what you're talking about is not news for DBS Radio at all. Thank you.
Well, it's news for all the other media institutions around the world. Hello, talk to me.
Martin Spell, good morning to you, sir.
Uh-huh.
And your listeners.
Why would that not be important for any media institution, huh?
Yeah, but Matt, you see, I keep telling you, and Dominicans, that is a way that a dictatorship regime will try to suppress the media. They don't want the pertinent information to go out. You understand me?
I follow you.
And that is one of the characteristics of a dictator. Things that the people need to know as a country, they don't want to put it out. So I want to hear Mr. Charles Savre, who is the
president of Dominica now, using his time in parliament yesterday, saying people like you, Marcel Spelty, and other journalists in the country are basically spreading fake news. That is a very sad day for Dominica. He is not attending to the situation where an MOU was signed by the Prime Minister on behalf of we, the Dominican people, so long ago in China. And I am still in the dark as to what the Prime Minister signed on my behalf. And Charles Savary wants to call that fake news when I speak about that. Our diplomats, the leader of the opposition, ask, and we, the patriots of the land, are asking in Dominica, who are our diplomats? We get no answer. A matter of fact, Francine Baron, who is responsible, she tells us in a nutshell, go to hell. That is not our business to know about. And Charles Savary called that fake news. You understand me, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
And when all these ills are going on in Dominica under a cloud of secrecy, and we, the people, are asking the relevant questions, Mr. Charles Savary is saying we are spreading fake news. He mysteriously, from minister, end up president of Dominica. If we ask, when we ask about that mysterious action on his part, he will say that it's fake news. Matt, what I have to say, we, the patriots of this land, make no bones about it. We have a lot of work to do in this country to redeem our country from where it is and where I am seeing it will end up. Matt, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. We're following this one very, very closely there. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Good morning to your listeners at home and abroad. And good morning to Mr. Linton and his team. But I was reading something last night on Dominica News Online where I saw Mr. Charles Savary said about fake news. But I just want to remind Mr. Savary, he was the first person that ever broke fake news in Dominica when he said the man they caught in Barbados was coming down for his child. When they caught the man with the guns and the bullet and the man was coming down for his child. That was the first person that had fake news in Dominica. And he must bring his memory back. These people, they're too wicked. And good morning and bye-bye.
Good morning and bye-bye here. This is the hot seat, Dominica. Of course, the most talked about talk show in the country. The hot seat with Matt in the morning. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097, 616-4257. Thank you very much. We'll be coming back in a minute here, right after this. Have you heard about the airport promised by the Prime Minister? Again, we'll come back after this. Now, let's listen to the Prime Minister from yesterday's budget presentation. Let's listen.
Madam Speaker, we recognize that lowering the cost and increasing the capacity of regional and international air connectivity is critical to export orientation. We are in negotiations with airlines to improve the frequency and reliability of flights to and from Dominica. A small regional airline has announced that they will increase direct flights from Barbados and St. Lucia to Dominica. I do not believe, Madam Speaker, that it is too soon for me to share with the public of Dominica the fact that discussions are at an advanced stage for the commencement of direct air access from mainland United States of America to Dominica. This is a very competitive area of endeavor, and I do not wish to speak before the ink bearing our signature has dried. But suffice it to say that I am confident that many overseas-based Dominicans and visitors who will fly to Dominica from the United States next year for the World Creole Music Festival and National Independence and Reunion celebrations will do so by flying either direct to Douglas Charles Airport or at most will make one interim stop without disembarking the plane before touching down in Dominica. Madam Speaker, we recognize that lowering the cost and increasing the capacity of regional and international air connectivity is critical to export orientation. We are in negotiations with airlines to improve the frequency and reliability of flights to and from Dominica. A small regional airline has announced that they will increase direct flights from Barbados and St. Lucia to Dominica. I do not believe, Madam Speaker, that it is too soon for me to share with the public of Dominica the fact that discussions are at an advanced stage for the commencement of direct air access from mainland United States of America to Dominica. This is a very competitive area of endeavor, and I do not wish to speak before the ink bearing our signature has dried. But suffice it to say that I am confident that many overseas-based Dominicans and visitors who will fly to Dominica from the United States next year for the World Creole Music Festival and National Independence and Reunion celebrations will do so by flying either direct to Douglas Charles Airport or at most will make one interim stop without disembarking the plane before touching down in Dominica.
Good news there, huh? From the Prime Minister. Another promise. It's 8:35. Hello.
Matt, those airlines haven't got names, Matt. Those airlines haven't got no name, Matt. Ella, boy, scared. What manner of man you are, my brethren, in your lies and deception. And you're being consistent, knowing that the people, as I have said, Matt, the mental landscape is conducive for these criminals to flourish. They just come with projections upon projections, then dissipation, and then his wife ban amnesia kicks in, Matt. The people forget all about the promises and waiting for the next promise. So Charles said we are transiting into a service industry. So all the negativity on the media, we will not tolerate that. I thought it was a harmonized coexistence and collaboration with industries rather than moving from one to the other or transiting from one to the other. So Skerritt can commit all his lies, Matt. He know he's going to get away with it again because we do not hold them accountable. And you know, my brother is a joke.
Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
All I can say is mistake week.
Another one. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello? Nobody is on the line at this time. Let's try this call. Hi.
Yeah, Matt is I again. Skerritt spoke about Dominican going to be flying direct into Dominica next Creole Festival. Skerritt knows how long it takes to put up an international airport. It takes years, Matt. And tell Skerritt to fix Melville Hall Airport. So Merrijet can bring in our cargo direct from the U.S. into Dominica. Not from the U.S. to St. Martin into Dominica. It used to be 2 days to put something on a Merrijet into Dominica. Now it takes 2 weeks because of damages done to...
So Norman, you'll be coming up next year, maybe possibly direct or making one stop.
Well, I'll be coming down and I should hope so, Matt.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. Hi.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes.
This is Athi.
Athi, how are you doing?
You know, I've been searching for this budget address online.
Uh-huh.
The current one. Haven't been able to find it. Have you?
Yes. I think it may be available at from the DNO, and there's some voice...
No, I wanted
recordings.
I wanted text because it's really very important that we be very precise, especially in light of this latest development with NG Lap Sheng, which is absolutely critical and central to the budgetary process and debate and the estimates. And the reason is very simple. Budgets are about how the country intends to finance the plans that it has for the development and growth of the local economy. Mr. NG Lap Sheng and his involvement with Dominica through Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt goes back all the way to 2002, you will recall, when he N.G. Lak Seng, later on admitting it in an interview to the Wall Street Journal, said that it was he, N.G., who was responsible for convincing the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica to shift from Taiwan to China. And that begins a saga that continued yesterday with the conviction of N.G. Lak Seng in court in New York City. Because that arrangement and that relationship appears primarily to have been about money, about finance. And it's really interesting. I went back and read a few earlier budget addresses that have been delivered by the Prime Minister, particularly the 2015-16 address. And it's instructive. And I recommend that persons who wish to comment intelligently and in detail on this year's budget should reread the 2015-16 budget. Remember, the theme for that budget was keeping it real. And it is in that budget that the foundation was laid to begin the explanation that would hopefully get our country and the government of our country in particular out of the mess in which they had found themselves. You remember N.G. Lak Seng is the one who signed an agreement with our Prime Minister in Macau. He signed an agreement that actually looked to the building of a South-South Information Center here in Dominica. We never saw the details of that agreement. What we did see were the photographs and the text of the reports coming out of Asia about that agreement. And that agreement was linked to the underlying cause of N.G. Lak Seng's conviction. And that is the link. Because N.G. Lak Seng was at the same time using his money to bribe the late Ambassador John Ash of Antigua Barbuda and Ambassador Lorenzo of the Dominican Republic into lobbying for the United Nations to approve the building of an international center for South-South business in his headquarters in Macau. And it was his company that was going to build that. So the strategy for NG, as the conviction document, as the press statement about the conviction, is that he had identified a group of politicians, a group of ambassadors and politicians who could become his cutting edge, his advocates, the ones who would break through at the United Nations and get the support for the center to be built in Macau and the center to be built in Dominica. Our Prime Minister, for his part, seemed to have negotiated something for Dominica, which is the center for the region, for the hemisphere. That never happened. And for those who still doubt whether there is an ongoing link to NG and his conviction and to Roosevelt's carrot, let them understand the connection between this group of politicians that NG had assembled to go out there and do his dirty work. And he pays to have his work done. This is a very rich man, billionaire, who paid Lorenzo, who paid John Ash, and who paid Roosevelt Skerritt. The question is, you know, the fallout from NG's conviction means that Dominica is seen and understood by the United Nations community, which is the global community, as having been a part of the group of people who were seeking to undermine, if you will, and unravel the integrity of the United Nations. That is to make the United Nations just another body which was up for sale to the highest bidder, in this case, N.G. Lak Seng. Fortunately, the United States authorities, the FBI, and the Center for the Anti-Corruption Center and so forth, were on the ball. So people here, especially not Tom, Dick, Harry, and Jane people, you know. I'm talking about President Saverin. I'm talking about senior or senile council or whatever council you call him. I'm talking about, you know, all the other heads that try to make it look that everything is still okay, even if the volcano has exploded. And I really do believe that this cloud of the conviction of NG Lapsin is a divine intervention in Dominica's affairs. And it is why...
It came right on the, I guess, right in the evening, right, with a big budget presented there. Huh?
Exactly. On the same day that a budget is being presented, on the same day that they are patting themselves on the back for having generated $500 million-plus dollars from the sale of passports, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
On that same day, somebody who has one of two of our passports, a regular passport and a diplomatic passport, gets formally convicted in a court of law in the United States. My goodness me. Even if we had had control over this...
Arthur, you seem very worried now.
I'm not just... No, you know, frankly, I am relieved. I am relieved that it's not just Angelo Allen, Arundel, Lennox Linton, and the others who have been trying to warn us for years about the fact that we are playing with the devil here. Corallo, Mandueke, and NG, and Monfared, these people represent the dark side of the world today. And we have chosen to go that dark way because in the 2015 address, Mr. Skerridge says he challenges those who think that he's not running the country well to tell him where else he could go and get money. And we have answered that challenge, but he continues to ignore it. He says because that money from the EU and from the other legal sources of development finance, he says, wouldn't come to him in a timely fashion. Listen to that, Matt. Wouldn't come to him in a timely fashion. Is that what he's concerned about? It is 2 years since after Erica. I just drove up and down to Portsmouth this week, Matt. You should do that drive. That so-called $100 million building back better road, etc., which now has to be repaired again and again and again. So the question of timeliness is what he raises, when in fact it is not a question of timeliness. It's a question, can I get my hand on a portion of that money? That is the main consideration, and that is what saddens me. Here's why I am sad. Because I listen to my dear friend Sam Raphael making utterances about we are on the right track. And that is a quotation directly out of a budget address, a 2015 budget address of Roosevelt's Carrot. And when Sam was advised of where clean money is available, he said he knows, but it will take too long. The question of timing, Matt. What is the almighty haste about going after money when it is dark money? And I want to suggest that this budget, although I still have not read it, but frankly, I don't even have to read it to know what it proposes, because I can look around me and I can see that if we ask the question, are we better off today than we were in 2014? The answer is not a resounding yes.
I think I want you to listen quickly because I'm out of time. A part of what the budget presented yesterday, this insert there. Stay on the line with me, please.
We recognize that lowering the cost and increasing the capacity of regional and international air connectivity is critical to export orientation. We are in negotiations with airlines to improve the frequency and reliability of flights to and from Dominica. A small regional airline has announced that they will increase direct flights from Barbados and St. Lucia to Dominica. I do not believe, Madam Speaker, that it is too soon for me to share with the public of Dominica the fact that discussions are at an advanced stage for the commencement of direct air access from mainland United States of America to Dominica. This is a very competitive area of endeavor, and I do not wish to speak before the ink bearing our signature has dried. But suffice it to say that I am confident that many overseas-based Dominicans and visitors who will fly to Dominica from the United States next year for the World Creole Music Festival and National Independence and Reunion celebrations will do so by flying either direct to Douglas Charles Airport or at most will make one interim stop without disembarking the plane before touching down in Dominica.
I think does that sound logical at this time?
But here's the logic of that. The logic of that is the elections are going to be held next year around the time of independence. And this is about making sure that they can bring in even more than the 6,000-odd voters that they brought in the 2014 election. That's the bottom line on this. This has nothing to do with getting Dominica ready to be competitive. Dominica's infrastructure, you're going to bring people here to drive on a bridge going to Dailies that is supported by containers filled with tarish? You're going to get people to come here to drive into the Makushu River once again. We used to do that 40, 50 years ago. And now we are doing it again. Is that building back better, Matt? You still have Bailey Bridges, you know, just before you get into Portsmouth. You still have, you know the collapse of roadways all over the island. You have potholes that are no longer potholes. They are valleys in the middle of our roads. People's cars are being torn apart. Their buses are being torn apart. I mean, let us be really serious. Is this what you want to do? Is this a path, a trajectory for building the Dominican economy?
I think I'm going to take you out there because, of course, we have to stop and we'll continue, of course, following Lennox's presentation this morning. We have to take a break. Thank you very much.
It is how cafe Episa and not well my last 2 weeks. Episa. Harry upon yes is true. Pisa money on Tipotla. Doctor Dimop who met a urine and zimo 3 times a day. Madame Lieli do murine Harry Mew no medicine who save are you? And where's the prescription? It is me a posh mommy. What's the sense of buying that? Lemoka Pisa tout temps. No, you see the importance of going to your pharmacist, listening to your pharmacist, and having confidence in your pharmacist? FFPS.plus will they place a higher premium on patient-pharmacist relationship than Quick Care Pharmacy Kote Halsbro just before the National Bank. Kote Quick Care is not just a quick fix. It's not just about tablets and spoonfuls. They've brought back the care into medicine. Whether it's a prescription or over-the-counter medication, the priority is your health. To take the right medication, the right amount for the right reason. Madam Harry, I see right in your medical book, Next of King, Henrietta, Harry, Movie Farm. By the way, it's Next of King, Packing. Even Harry, Ukaki, my movie. All I want for you is good care. That is why I always recommend Quick Care Pharmacy. We go to health, bro.
Everybody is somebody. Nobody is nobody.
Saturday, July 29th. You make only one stop. Simsys presents The Caribbean Cowboy. Saturday, July 29th from 10.
Everybody is somebody.
A night of country music at Simsys. Simsys Restaurant and Bar. You don't want to miss it.
Country roads, take me home.
Who wouldn't want some extra cash in their life? Jose Paul Pou, Sipoteo. Take advantage of the Big Edge Financial Back to School promotion from now until September 8th. Secure new loans for all purposes early and wait. Pay 10 money coming. Pay $10 coming. First prize, $1,500 cash and $700 shopping spree. Second prize, $1,000 cash and $500 shopping spree. Third prize, $800 cash and $300 groceries. Fourth prize, $300 cash and $200 groceries. Call us at 440-9009, 225-9009, or 612-9009. Big Edge, come in to see us today. We promise you will be satisfied. With the Big Edge, you'll get that extra edge, that financial edge with the Big Edge. Come in or catch that back-to-school financial edge promotion. Big Edge, financing your most cherished moments. Terms and conditions apply.
Only Edge with you. The views expressed during this program are not necessarily those of YSQ95 FM Radio. YSQ95 FM Radio has not been able to independently verify the factual correctness of the allegations and statements made during this program and cannot vouch for their accuracy. Therefore, YSQ95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements or allegations made in the course of this program.
Dominica, this one is for you.
My love, my home, my Dominica. That's the theme for Dominica's 2018 reunion, celebrating 40 years of independence. And now, it's your turn to make your mark on the celebrations. Create a logo that best depicts the theme, my love, my home, my Dominica, and captures the true essence of the Dominican patriotic spirit. The designer of the winning entry will receive a cash award of $2,000. Deadline for submission of entries is Friday, August 11, 2017. For further details, check us out via the print and online news media or the government website www.dominica.gov.dm. Get creative. Get to designing. Be part of Dominica's reunion 2018. My love, my home, my Dominica.
One blood, one people, one nation.
The Flow Watch Out Summer Train will be heading to La Plaine for 2 days on Thursday and Friday. Look out for handset deals as low as $120. All the great summer deals, giveaways, prizes, and more. Look out for the Flow and Marvin 2K4 teams stationed in the vicinity of Echo Mart in La Plaine this Thursday and Friday. Don't you dare miss out.
Song and go.
Budget debate starts this morning with the presentation of the response there by the opposition leader from 10 o'clock. Well, it appears that this news of Mr. Angelab Singh, Chinese billionaire, charged for a series of crimes here in New York, seemed to have dominated the news this morning. Hello, talk to me. 4493095. Talk to me. Good morning. Nobody there. No, we don't have too much time. Hello, talk to me.
And on another note, I understood that the Marigot Health Center has been closed and all business are diverted to Wesley.
Well, I haven't gotten the official word just yet. So let's just wait for the official word. And then we'll do that. But you're hearing that news, huh?
Matt, find out from the Ministry of Health for us, please.
Yes, yes, I'm telling you. We'll have to find out from the official sources. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, how are you doing?
All right.
But I wonder if Sam Raphael was waiting on Angelab Singh to claim self of the charges so that he could come down to sue Leonard Linton and Angelo and the rest. Just as he is waiting for Monfared to clear himself of the charges in Iran to come down to sue Leonard Clinton. I just thought of that this morning, and I just wondering.
All right. Okay, let's take another phone call. Hello. Are you there, caller? You're making that connection, but remaining silent. Hello.
Again.
Hello, yeah?
I'm going to make an assumption this morning.
Uh-huh.
That Roosevelt Skerrick will not be hearing a word that Leonard Clinton has to say this morning when he rebut to this budget.
That's an assumption.
Yes, because Skerrick's mind will be now in New York, basically wondering, what if this NG guy will cut a deal with these people up there to basically implicate him? Because, why I say that, it is Francis Lorenzo, this ex-diplomat from the Dominican Republic,
mm-hmm.
that basically cut a deal, because he's now awaiting sentencing, that cut a deal with these federal prosecutors up there to basically nail NG Lapseng. So it's a ring of crime. So what goes around comes around. So I am wondering now how Roosevelt Skerrick is feeling this morning and the days to come as to he, Roosevelt Skerrick, is the one who basically gave NG Lapseng an instrument of diplomacy to facilitate him in where he is today. Thanks, Matthias Welty.
We'll be looking at that story very, very closely. Clearly, it has dominated, overshadowed the budget presentation this morning there. Hello. We'll be looking at that one very, very, very closely. Let's go. Hello.
Yes, Matt.
Morning.
Matt, we all knew that Angel Lapson was going to be busted justice one day, Matt. But my question is, I'm wondering, when is Rufus Terry himself going to be brought to justice? When is he going to get arrested?
Well, we have to leave that for the U.S. authorities if they are interested. We'll have to leave that for them. We cannot assume at this time. All right? Thank you very much. 9 o'clock. It would be fair coming to assume that they may be. Interesting times. I know Mr. Rejock is following this one very closely. We'll try to talk to him sometime later. Hello, talk to me. 449-3095. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
As I'm hearing about that news there, you know who is coming back to my mind?
Who is?
Where is Grace Stone? That's not a joke, you know, Matt. Where is Grace Stone? You see how that man...
I saw her maybe last year. I saw her last year somewhere in the city, in Roseau.
Because it was from Grace Stone that passport thing started out, you know. And up till now, the Layu River thing is just there. Layu people cannot access to it. And it is just there. So we want to know what is happening. Why Layu people cannot get access to that place? Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 9:01. Hello, talk to me.
Hi, Matt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, yes.
Yes, Matt. You remembered when we went to D.C. on the 7th of February, when we went there to find out what was going on with Dominica?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to going to the headquarters, we were in Gabriel's Christian's office. And there was this man who was part of the delegation. And he was talking about a lot of negativity about the U.S. and what have you and what have you. Nonetheless, we were going in to find out what was going on. I was kind of, you know, I have my feelings about the U.S., my odd feelings about the U.S. So when we went in, I was like, what advice do you coming after our prime minister? And you know, the way the man responded to the question, he was like, you know, a little bit, you know, flabbergasted that I asked that question. And he said, I want you to understand that we did not come searching for your prime minister. He said, when Angie Lapseng's name came up, Roosevelt's carrot name came up. And what tied Roosevelt's carrot to Angie Lapseng is a diplomatic passport he had given to Angie Lapseng. And what they claimed is that he gave him the diplomatic passport in order to carry out his sinister activities under the radar that he does not get caught. And so when all the photos and other things start surfacing, there's a picture of Roosevelt's carrot, Angie Lapseng, Francis Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm, Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and, you know, John Ashe. So the man said, you know, if four people are seen in a photograph, three are under U.S. arrest, what does that tell you about the one person who is not under arrest is your prime minister? What does that tell you? And we were like, oh. So
So, you know, so we were expecting that. But I don't know why Dominicans they feel that it is fake news and why they were not listening. But if you listen the way and the lines of Richard, everything Richard says, we have seen it played out. It's coming down the line. And Roosevelt's character just needs to talk the truth to the Dominican people. He's fed tracking that thing. You can't get away from it. He is in the middle of that mess of a pickle. And all what I'm saying, Matt, is that the chickens are coming home to roost. And if I were in Roosevelt's carriage shoes, I would not sleep. And it's true. I just heard a caller said that he may just hear one word from the opposition leader today. I would not be listening to the opposition leader. Because if the main ring leader is from Guinea, you know, you don't know what he's going to say. You don't know what this man is going to say. It's got to deal with the prosecution so that he can lessen his sentence. Because I would put the cards on the table. And that's put on the table. Might just be Roosevelt's carrot. Have a good day, Matt. Thank you.
Have a good day.